sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavatitamastu mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Alright, so on page 145?
144,
yeah. Oh, 144? Yeah. Andaryam Yasipita. Who wants to start? Kitty? Go ahead.
Dairyam Yasipita. Kshama Chajanani. Shantish Chiram Kehini. Satyam Sunurayam Dayacha Bhagini. Bhrata Manaha Sanyama. So this dhairyam, I think, is steadfastness. So dhairyam is probably
new. You know that in this one you can do the first two lines, but it is a four line.
Oh, I can do all, should I do all of it?
Yeah, do all of it.
Should I read the next one? Shaya Bhumitalam Dishopi Vasanam Yanamritam Bhojanamete Yasya Kutambino Vada Sakhe Kasmat Bhayam Yogina.
Kutumbino Vada, you said that, right? Kutumbino Vada. Kutumbino Vada.
Kutumbino Vada Sakhe Kasmat Bhayam Yogina.
Okay,
good. Dhairyam Yasya Pita. Whose father is dhairyam, whose father is steadfastness, kshama cha janani, and whose mother is forgiveness. I should do that.
Yeah.
Shantihi chiram gehini. For chiram is for a long time, so that the wife and the wife is, shanti is peace. For a long time?
I thought just to say long-lasting peace.
And
that's the idea, right?
Long-lasting peace, right?
Peace, which is chiram.
Chiram.
Ongoing peace, long-lasting peace, stable.
Now the next one, satyam, is truth, and that's again neuter. Mm-hmm. So all of these, I guess, dhairyam, kshama, shanti.
Kshama is feminine, shanti.
Right, kshama is feminine, so that it's a nominative. All of them are nominative.
Right? Oh, they're all nominative.
Right. And then satyam is, is that neuter nominative?
Satyam.
Now, sunurayam, I don't know what that
is. There's a sandhi in the middle there.
So is that su, is that good something? Su?
Sunu. Sunuhu ayam. Everybody get that?
Is it sunuhu or
sunuhu?
Sunuhu.
Sunuhu is a son. Can be a grandson also.
Oh, I see. Soon, mm-hmm. And then I am.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Satyam soon, who I am. So whose son is truth? I am is actually, I don't know what I am is.
It's a pronoun.
Right. So, oh, it's just this.
This or
is idam neuter masculine or interesting.
And you're not sure what the.
So, and then, no, then I can go on. So then, satyam sunhu, so that whose son is the truth, is this. I am dayacha and dayapati, pity in a good way, I guess is daya, to be kind.
Daya is compassion.
Compassion,
right.
Cha bhagini, so whose sister is compassion? Bhagini is sister.
That's right.
Okay. And then prata, prata brother, manaha sanyamaha. So whose mind is equitable. Steady.
Under control. Samyama means control. He has control of the mind.
Right.
Right. His mind is under his control and his own hands. Samyamaha.
Right.
But one thing is this ayam. Where does the ayam go to?
So, does it go to this person or this
It's actually, it's a filler. But it would have to go to sunuhu because ayam is masculine. So, this son is truth.
Right.
Right.
Oh, I see.
It's not going to go to the feminine, daya, or to, because I am being masculine. So, but you know, you don't really need that I am there. So he's using it to fill the meter. So, but it would go ayam sunaha, sunahu satyam, because ayam is a masculine. Okay? Everybody see that?
Yeah.
First two lines okay for everybody? Okay.
And then shaya bhumitalam, the bed is bhumital, is the
shaya.
Bhumitalam, whose bed is the... is the surface, is just the earth.
Just the, yeah, the ground.
The ground.
The surface of the ground, of the earth, yeah.
Dishaha api vasanam. And all the directions are his clothes.
And api you can just use as and the directions...
Right.
The directions are his clothes.
Right. Jnanamritam bhojanam. Bhojanam mete. I think that jnanamritam, the amrit of knowledge, the... what is it?
Nectar
of knowledge is his food, bhojanam. So this will be bhojanam iti?
No, ete.
Bhojanam ete.
Ete.
Oh.
Is a pronoun.
I don't remember what that one is.
Anybody know what ete is?
It's etad.
An etad?
Etad.
Nominative masculine.
Okay.
It's plural, isn't it?
Plural.
Nominative masculine, plural, okay. Bhojanam ete, so... So his food... So then is ete also this food is...
You would say
food is the nectar of knowledge.
No, because it's going to be plural. Ete is going to be plural. So you've just gone through all of these, ending with his food is the nectar of knowledge. Then ete yasya.
Okay. Ete yasya kutumbino. So
kutumbinaha.
Kutumbinaha, right? Ete yasya kutumbinaha, and whose family are.
Where do you go? Ete,
right.
Yasya, kutumbinaha.
Ete, yasya, and these...
Yasya, for whom?
For whom?
Ete.
For whom these...
Kutumbinaha.
Family.
For whom these are the family.
For whom these are the family.
Right.
So meaning all the prior mentioned.
Everything
right.
That you've mentioned.
Right,
the
right,
one
right.
For whom these are the family members for whom.
Right.
Then?
Then, vada sakhe... Kasya payam yoginaha.
Kasmat
payam yoginaha. Then, for this vada sakhe, vada is speech. Is that from? No.
It's who knows what vada is? Anybody get vada?
I thought it was imperative second person of vad.
Right.
Yes.
So it could just be.
Oh no ending on that.
Yeah, no
right.
Ideas.
That's why.
No, that's me.
That gets me out. So imperative. Second person for form up, for speech.
To speak. To tell, to say.
So, and then Sakhe is that friend? Sakhe, is that the fourth?
Yeah, it's just spoken of here. See the note? The declension of this word is irregular. So take Sakhe is the vocative.
So
friend. Vada.
Oh, friend. Who? So kasmat is from
what?
From
remember,
what?
Remember, bayam means...
From what will this yogi
fear? Remember, the object of fear is in the ablative. So you fear
okay.
From something.
I thought all of these were mostly dative, but for fear it's not.
Kasmat. Is in the
fear. Right. But yeah. I thought the objects, like of object of worship, or
can be in
data,
right. But not for bayam. The object of the fear, the cause of the fear, is in the ablative.
Okay.
So,
oh friend, for what can be the cause of fear for this yogi, who's,
yeah.
You know, who has all these
Yeah, for this yogi, genitive, yoginaha.
Right.
So for this yogi, what is the cause of fear?
I don't think I did all that.
So it would be, tell me, O friend, you know, what is the cause of fear for that yogi for whom these are the family members? That's your basic sentence. And then all the rest is just listing.
No, I actually didn't do all the engines properly. I think
you gotta try it. I have so much trouble getting a translation, so that was great.
But do you get it now?
Oh yeah, I get it now.
You listen to you?
Totally makes sense.
Genuine.
Yeah, sort of. My question is on yogin.
Mm-hmm. From yogin, yoginaha.
Right. So that's not the nominative plural.
Well, yasya is in the singular, right? So if it was in the nominative plural, because see the basic, it could be, you've got some choices there for endings,
right.
Yeah.
So that's because it's an N.
It's an N ending.
Okay.
So that's it could also be the ablative, but since
there's... Oh, yeah, okay, I just screwed up. Okay, let's see it.
The genitive's the best.
No, I thought it was plural too.
Yeah. But won't work with plural.
No, yeah. It doesn't.
No.
That's the thing, I don't have to sit down and do that properly.
The differential endings?
Get the sense of.
Yes, because you're a Hindi speaker. You can take all these shortcuts. So you have to be particular.
Yeah, I have to be very particular.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. That's how it is in India, too. So, do you want to chant this? Can you Daryam Yasipita Kshama Chajanani Shantis Charam Gahini? Can you do it so we can repeat? Or if you can't, just say it in the moment.
Can you say it?
Yeah.
Dhairyam yasya pita.
Dhairyam yasya pita.
Kshama cha janani.
Kshama cha janani.
Shantish chiram gehini.
Shantish chiram gehini.
Satyam sunurayam dayacha.
Satyam sunurayam dayacha.
Bhagini prata manas sayamaha.
Bhagini Bhata Manasanyamaha Bhagini Bhagini
Shaya Bhumitalam
Shaya Bhumitalam
Dishopi Vasanam
Dishopi Vasanam
Yanamritam
Yanamritam
Bhojanam Ete
Bhojanam Ete
Yasya Kutumbino
Yasya Kutumbino
Vadasakhe
Vadasakhe
Kasmat Bhayam Yoginaha
Kasmat Bhayam Yoginaha. Good, great. Any questions for anybody?
No, it all makes perfect sense now.
Well, that's good. That's how it's supposed to be. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Okay.
Vipati Dharyam Tapyudaye Kshama Sadasi Vapatuta
Patuta.
Patuta. Yudhi Vikramaha Yashasi Chavi Ruchiv Chir Yasanam Shruta. Oh, Shruta.
Oh,
that's a problem
there.
Oh my goodness, okay.
You know what, when I was back east, I got this, for the book too, I got this bold version for all of you.
Oh, thank you.
Because the other is so terrible.
Oh my goodness, Shruta. Well, that makes much better sense now, yeah. Okay. Prakriti Siddhamidam Ti Mahatmanam. Mm-hmm.
Shrutal. Shrutal.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, my translation is going to be non-existent. So bear with me. Oh, actually, university.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't quite sure. Is it vipad? Is that the noun?
That's right. Vipad.
Okay, so is it locative?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to locative. Or is it neuter?
I think so vipad is feminine.
Okay. So, okay, good. So in honor, in misery.
Or adversity.
Or adversity.
Yeah.
And then daryam, which is courage or fortitude, and that's nominative. Atta is now or then.
Atta.
Atta. Oh, it's just atta.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that mean? Is that
you could say could be used as and or just as then following that.
Okay.
Atta has a lot of meanings.
Okay.
Then after that.
Okay.
Kind of talking about an order.
And atta is never used with the pasang. It's never ataha. It's always ataha.
No, that's ataha.
Not ataha.
Okay. Abhyudaye is locative singular and means prosperity or rise.
Yeah.
So in prosperity. So we have in adversity. Courage in adversity and forgiveness, and then we have kshama, which is forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So courage in adversity, forgiveness in prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
So courage in adversity, then forgiveness in prosperity.
You'll have to decide how to translate, because you could just not translate it.
Okay.
You could say following that, then, or you could just say and.
So that one was pretty straightforward. Then we have sedasi, which is an assembly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's locative also. In an assembly, vak patuta is cleverness in speech.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's feminine nominative.
Mm-hmm. That ta ending is the abstract ending? Ta?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then it's basically saying cleverness in speaking cleverly in an assembly.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have yudhi, which is locative singular for in a war or a battle.
Mm-hmm.
And vikramaha, which is courage or prowess or might. So then we have courage in battle. Jeshasi is fame or glory.
Mm-hmm.
That's locative. And then we have a cha, and then a b ruchihi,
mm-hmm.
Which is I'm not sure what it's light, beauty, desire, taste, passion. What's
liking?
I took it as it's kind of a enjoyment or a kind of a reveling in fame. Where some people shy away from fame, but these people have an enjoyment or they like it.
Okay.
They're comfortable with it.
Okay. So reveling in fame.
The reveling is not good, but it's the liking.
You just have an interest in something. You have ruchi in this, in reading.
It's a positive, like, interest and engagement in
okay.
like that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, like, a positive engagement in fame and glory. And then we have yasana, which is calamity or vice. Is that?
Well, it also, I don't think that's what it means here. Because it also means being totally committed to something or engaged in something, addicted to something.
Oh, overly attached?
No. Like because it's shrutau in the shruti, right? So vyasanam shrutau. So it would be, that's how I took it anyway, that vyasanam means totally committed in the shruti, to the shruti.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
I mean, I took it that way.
Yeah, it makes sense, but I wouldn't have come to that definition.
Kiki, did you have any other, like, a Hindi-based? How did you take it?
Yeah, I mean, I actually wasn't, it was kind of confusing to me why they would say this and not Shruta. The Shruta, you know, in the Shruti, and I didn't know that Shruti meant just our Shruti, or, yeah, I wasn't sure.
I took it as the Shruti. Because you can have, like, even if you look at Pundarkar, I'll look this up and I'm looking at another word to tell you about. Okay? I didn't look up Vyasanam in this dictionary, I just took it like that one. In Pundarkar, I think it has that meaning, though. Can you look it up?
Pundarkar actually says, Vyasanam says difficulty, neuronormative singular.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
Addictiveness to anything?
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's what it is to be engaged in. That would make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so totally.
See, that Atta has a whole page of meanings. Right? But one is and, so also, likewise.
Okay.
And that's how I took it here.
Okay.
I'm going to look at Vyasanam and just tell you. You can go online with me.
Okay. So, and then so we have Shrutal, which is the feminine locative, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, totally committed in the Shruti. And then we have Prakriti, which is when I looked it up, it said primal matter, ordinary condition.
Can I? Let me go to this Vyasanam again. Casting away, dispelling, separating, dividing, loss, destruction, defeat, fall, defection, weak point, calamity, misfortune, distress, evil, disaster, ill luck. So that's one set, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then, also vice, bad practice, evil habit. But then close or intent application, mm-hmm. assiduous devotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
How funny that those meanings are quite unusual.
Yeah, I know. But then it also, inordinate addiction, crime, shame, punishment, inability,
right.
incompetency.
Yeah.
So, but when you take it with Shruti,
mm-hmm.
even if you take it with Shruti in reference to what is heard,
mm.
you wouldn't have, I don't know, this negative
connotation
in reference to what is heard. It would be more like you pay attention,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
that your intent,
mm-hmm.
you know, you pay very close attention to what's happening around you or to the Shruti, which means to Dharma.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
I don't
you just
know.
Have to look
There's
at
no
the
other
context.
Authority besides us in this room. Yeah, we don't have much any more context, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Except they're talking about a Mahatma.
Mahatma's like on the
Yeah, well, it makes sense that that's what it would be.
Right.
But if you were just looking the word up, it would be difficult.
No, yeah, it has to be in context.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay, so let's take it that way and go ahead now with the Prakriti Siddha.
Okay, so then we have Prakriti Siddham, which is a PPP, right? No.
Yeah, but
it's being used as an adjective.
Yeah.
What is PPP?
It's, oh, I'm sorry, past.
Past.
No, sorry, which word?
Siddham.
Siddha.
Well, Siddham is a PPP.
Mm-hmm.
Siddham is not from Siddhi.
Siddhi is from Sid.
Right. Okay.
Siddhi is at the feminine form from Sid.
Okay,
Siddha.
Is the PPP.
Mm-hmm.
And so was established or accomplished?
But if you look it up, he has it here. Prakriti means your nature.
Oh,
Prakriti.
Okay.
Prakriti Siddha means that nature is established, it becomes totally natural
okay.
to you. So that's a phrase that means just natural.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So is it this nature is established?
It's natural.
This?
The Prakriti Siddha itself means the Prakriti is established, which means it's natural to you.
Okay.
So you'd say this is natural, idam Prakriti Siddha.
Okay.
This is natural.
Alright.
In the sense that this is the nature of the person.
Okay. And then he. And is that just an enclitic particle? Is it?
He can mean indeed.
Uh-huh.
Or because. So you have to just decide in
okay.
term in the context. I say it's just indeed.
Indeed. And then finally we have Mahat Manam, which is great souls or great beings. Mm. Genitive plural.
It's like this is the natural way of being for Mahatma.
Great beings. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he just lists a bunch of namatas with locatives. Mm-hmm. And then this is natural for the Mahatma. This is the natural way of being for Mahatma.
And so the substantive in Mahatmanam is Mahatma, or ending with that?
Mahatman. Atman. Mahatman. Right. So this is genitive plural.
Okay.
Everybody clear?
No, I'm not clear. Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry. This is a continuation of the first part of this, right?
Right. The first lines are all...
Could we just... Yeah. So what's the whole translation? Because I'm not understanding.
Okay.
Like
who wants
how
to work?
Praise comes in, for example, in the beginning. What exactly is the whole translation of that phrase?
So what I would say is courage in adversity.
Right.
Forgiveness forgiveness in prosperity, mm-hmm. Speaking cleverly in an assembly, prowess in battle, positive engagement in fame.
Or enjoyment in
or
fame.
Enjoyment.
Life in fame is good.
Being totally committed to the Shruti.
Okay.
Devotion to the Shruti.
Devotion to the Shruti. This is the natural state of a person of great souls.
Okay.
This is indeed the what is natural. We would say the indeed, but in Sanskrit they do that. The emphasis. This is indeed what the natural state of being for Mahatmas. Okay? Do you want to read it?
Yeah. Vipati dhairyam.
Vipati dhairyam.
Atha bhyudaye kshama.
Atha bhyudaye kshama. Where do we start over?
Yeah, I wasn't on the right.
Everybody there? Vipati?
Yes.
Okay, you go ahead.
Vipati dhairyam.
Vipati dhairyam.
Atha bhyudaye kshama.
Atha bhyudaye kshama.
Sadasi vak patuta.
Sadasi vak.
Patita. Try again. Sadasi.
Sadasi vak patita.
Sadasi vak patita.
Yuthi vikramaha.
Yuthi vikramaha.
Yashasi cha abhiruchi.
Vashasi.
Yashasi. Yashasi cha abhiruchi.
Yashasi cha abhiruchi.
Ruchi, right?
Ruchi
is fine. We break it.
Vyasanam shrutau.
Vyasanam shrutau.
Prakriti siddham idam.
Prakriti siddham idam.
Try again.
Prakriti siddham idam hi.
Prakriti siddham idam hi.
Mahatmanam.
Mahatmanam.
Alasyam manushyanam sharirasto mahari shuhu.
Ripuhu, maharipuhu.
A maharipuhu. Na siu dhyama samo banduhu kritva yam navasi dati.
Navasi dati.
Navasi dati. Okay. So, alashyam, neuter noun, is idleness or sloth. And the noun of it, singular. Manushyam, manushyanam, can be either, was the genitive plural, and it's a masculine noun, so it could be human beings, of the humans.
Sharirastaha means
Manushya.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, of humans, of people.
Sharirastha is astaha. It is an adjective that modifies a masculine noun. It means living in the body.
Or just abiding in the body.
Oh, I see. Couldn't find this.
Sharirastaha. Stha means to stand, to be, to remain in.
So sharirastha is one word in the substantive is sharirastha.
It's a compound. Sharira means body.
Right.
With staha means standing, abiding in, placed in, remaining in.
Maharipu is a masculine noun, a great enemy.
Mm-hmm. Ripu means enemy. Maha means great, so maha, it's a compound. Maharipu, a great enemy.
So I just had, I'm really confused about both of these translations, but I just said human idleness is a great enemy living in the body.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the not, okay, so the, we have na, the negative adverb not, and then we have ataha, I hope. From
na.
Na, the negative adverb not. Right?
Yeah, na, yeah. And then what
we have
was?
Ataha.
Asti. Nastu, do you hear that? Nastu, na asti, udyama?
No, I don't have a.
Oh boy.
How do we get it? I have udyamasama.
You should have na,
right?
Stu, dya, ma, sa, mo. Do you hear that? And it would break down na asti, udyama, samaha. More.
But isn't it TS, at least in the book?
It is in our book.
In our book, it's TS.
It's not. Not. Sue.
No, it's not.
They have a typo.
Oh, it's driving me nuts. I was so.
That's why, you know, you have to use this edition.
Yeah, it looks like we have the ta.
You've got the ta and the sa inverted.
Flipped.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's why it wasn't making any sense. I knew it should go the other way.
Boy, that book has got to be just.
And I made it ataha.
Yeah, no. So
which actually worked because I thought the S was the bizarre. I just went crazy. I was like,
I know, I gave up
on this one. I was so upset.
Well, let me tell you what it means.
Okay.
Na asti.
Okay.
Right?
Not.
Udyama samaha. Do you know udyama samaha? Like exertion, equal to exertion, equal to effort. Udyama means effort or exertion. So udyama samaha. Samaha means like or equal to. So na asti bandhu. Bandhu is like a friend. Na asti bandhu udyama samaha. So if I say na asti bandhu, what would that mean?
Not being.
There is no friend. Na asti bandhu. Na, not. Asti is. Bandhu. Na asti bandhu. Udyama samaha. There is no friend. Udyama samaha. Like exertion or like effort.
Okay.
There is no friend equal to effort. Alasyam gives laziness, slothfulness, also the lack of energy is alasyam. So you could say manushanam for humans, for human beings, that lack of energy is a great enemy abiding in the body. Then na asti ujima samaha bandhu.
Then the next part is kritva, which is a gerund, or what you call indeclinable.
Yeah, indeclinable past participle.
Right. After making or after doing from krit. Then yam, which is the masculine accusative singular of yad. Whom?
Mm-hmm.
Or
which?
Or which?
Just depends on what it's referring back to.
And then we have na again, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
And then siddhati, the word is ava siddhati,
mm-hmm.
which is
siddhati.
Means has the meaning of collapsing or pining, mm-hmm. or being exhausted or sinking down.
Mm-hmm.
So
it also means to kill or destroy your ruined.
To perish, yeah,
mm-hmm.
come to an end. Or collapsing, I thought.
Maybe. Yeah, that's fine.
So. I really am having a hard time with how to translate. I mean, I know that you just gave us the first part. There is no friend like exertion.
Then kritva yam, having made which. Right? There's no friend like you make a friend, right? You wouldn't say done. Krit is to do or to make. So having made which, the which referring back to the ujjama, or to the friend, referring back to the friend, which is, right, the ujjama sama. So there is no friend like effort. Kritva yam, having made which friend, and it's yam masculine because bandhu is masculine, then na avasiddhati.
Will not collapse?
One does not. Because there's no subject here, so one does not perish, or one does not go to ruin. If you've made that friend of effort, you will prosper, is the idea.
It's so different. My transition was so different. Because I was thinking perhaps with the effort. Okay.
All right.
We're so used to when we see an indeclinable past participle,
yeah.
It's almost like we treat everything above that
right.
as a clause. That's how we
everything
to
the left,
to
right?
Prior
yeah.
to it, right.
You know what? You have to be careful of that in
yeah.
shlokas, though.
Okay.
And, yeah.
So I can see here where it's now, you know, it's referring to something to the right.
It is, but...
Which we wouldn't have necessarily thought of.
But, you know, you're correct. But that rule is always broken.
Of course.
You know?
Aren't they all?
And it's broken because there's no possibility of it being anything to the right
yeah.
or to the left. Yeah.
That's why it was like,
yeah.
what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
We just had never
mm-hmm.
used it that way. So.
Yeah. But you'll find this, you know, I mean, in shlokas,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, as long as it can't be meaning something else,
yeah. okay.
they'll put it wherever they want to.
Okay.
And if it can mean something else, then they want you to be able to read it both ways.
Okay.
That's really interesting, too. Yeah. Look at Tiddy, she's right behind you.
I know.
She's so sweet.
She came to see me. Yeah. She must know this having counseling you.
Okay, let's read it.
Alasyam hi manushyanam.
Alasyam hi manushyanam.
Sharirastho maharipuhu.
Sharirastho maharipuhu.
Nastyudyamasamo bandhuhu.
Ujjama samaha.
She was doing Hindi. Ujjama samaha.
Ujjama samaha.
Yeah.
Bandhu. Kritva yam. Navasidati.
Navasidati.
Good. Anybody need a refill or stand up for
Asti Brahma Ranye Kurparati Lakaho Nama Hasti. Asti, there is. Brahma Ranye is locative, singular, I think, in the forest, Brahma Ranye. Kurparati Lakaha.
Karpu.
Oh, sorry. Karpurati Lakaha. I was reading Kurpa. Karpurati Lakaha is the name of an elephant. Nama Hasti. There is an elephant by the name Karpuratilaka.
You could just say Karpuratilakaha, nama, by name,
right?
Yeah, in the Brahmadanya, in the great forest, or in the Brahmadanya, it can be just the name of the forest. Yeah, that's it. Everybody see that?
Yeah.
Why don't you read it and we'll repeat?
Asti Brahmaranya.
Asti Brahma Ranye
Karpura Tilako
Karpura Tilako
Namahasti
Namahasti
Good.
Can I read the next one?
Mm-hmm.
My turn.
All the sentences are at different lengths, so just.
Kamavalokya, Sarve, Shrika, Lash, Chintayanta, Chintayanti,
Chintayanti,
Chintayanti, Sma, Yetyam, Kena, Upayena,
Upayena.
Upayena Mriyate. Oh, there's more, sorry. Mriyate. Tada Sma Kame Tatehena Ma Ma'a, sorry.
Masa
Masa
Chatushtayasya
Chatushtayasya Bhojanam Bhavishyati. Bhavishyati.
Mm-hmm.
We have Tamavalokya is Tam, and Avalokya. Tam from Tad.
Mm-hmm.
And Avalokya is having seen. It's an indeclinable past participle. Having seen him, is that or it, him?
Yeah.
And then Sarve is all. All the Shrigalaha.
Shrigalaha.
Shrigalaha. The jackals, masculine plural. All the jackals. Chintayanti.
Chintayanti. Sma. You want to include the sma.
Okay.
Do you know that sma, will turn a present tense, it's an infinable into a past tense.
That's what I read in the dictionary.
Yeah.
And that made sense because you would want to say thought, not
yeah.
think.
That's right.
Turns present into past tense.
That's right. Just adding the sma to a present tense will make it past tense.
Okay.
Oh,
so
good.
Chintayanti sma. And that's it would be present third person plural.
Right.
They thought or contemplated, but they think or contemplate, but it's thought. So
yeah.
They thought.
All the jackals thought.
So having seen him, all the jackals thought. Yadyam. Yeah, that's yadyayam, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yadyayam.
No.
No.
No. Anybody get it?
I don't know what it is.
Yadi. Ayam.
Yadi and
ayam. You know what yadi means?
Yadi, tadi, yadi.
Yadi?
Yadi, yes. Okay.
Yes, yes. Yadi Ayam.
Ayam is one of the pronouns. It's if we.
He.
If
like
we,
Ayam no. means this, but if this is being used alone, it'll mean just he, referring back to.
If he, okay.
It refers back to
the
husband,
elephant.
The elephant. Yeah.
Okay.
So Yadi Ayam, if he.
If he kena api upayena.
So kenapi.
Kenapi.
Upayena.
Upayena. So, and kena is by, with, or through.
Or kenapi, you know.
Kena
with,
oh, no,
with upi, chit, or chana becomes an indefinite article. Like, have you ever seen kuschit?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, this would be like kena chit. You could be kuschit, kopi, kuschana.
Mm-hmm.
All means so chit, chana.
Okay.
Right? And upi, all when they're attached to a form of ka,
uh-huh.
of kaha, will make an indefinite article.
Okay.
So here it's with upi. So kena, that's by. So in the third, you know, in the tritiya,
mm-hmm.
kenapi. By some upaya. By some, what's upaya?
Yeah, by some
yeah.
measure.
By some means, in some way, by some means. Upaya is a means or a method.
But kenapi is one word, it's not kenapi.
It's like compounded together.
Okay. Okay. Just like kaschit or kopi.
Exactly.
Okay. So, having thought, the jackals having thought, if he, being the elephant, by some means.
So, having thought. All of the jackals thought.
All of the jackals thought, if he, by some means, is killed, mriyate.
Mriyate actually does not mean killed. It means dies. Mm. From
he mri. Dies. Okay.
If in, by some way, some means he dies.
He dies. If by some way he dies. And that's passive third person singular.
And remember, upaya means a means. If something upaya means something has to come and bring about his death. Mm-hmm. It's a means
okay.
to accomplish something.
Okay.
So if in, you, in English, we could say if in some way, by but you have to understand by some method, by some means,
mm-hmm.
he dies.
Okay. So if by some means he dies, and then we have tada asmakam. Etad.
Mm-hmm.
So tada is then, right? It goes
mm-hmm.
with yadi, if and then.
Yeah.
And then asmakam is the genitive plural of asmad. So we are us. Then we. Then and then etad is this or it. Then this is for us. Then he is for us. He is ours.
Well, then asmakam. For us, etad dehena.
Oh, go to the next word. Then for us, etad ehena is
dehena.
Fire.
No,
no.
Deha is body. Dehena. Deha is body. Right? So etad dehena. That's literally a compound.
Dehena is body?
Yeah, deha is body.
Okay.
Etad means his.
Mm-hmm.
Etad dehena, by his body. And here's an example of etad being compounded onto a noun. So they're not declining it, you know,
okay.
by the body of his, right?
Okay.
So it's just a compound. So by his body.
Okay.
Asmakam tada then, for us, by his body.
Then for us, by his body. And then I had trouble with this next one.
Well, masa means month, and chatushtya means a group of four. So you could just say 4 months. Masa, chatushtya.
And it's tatushtya?
Chatushtya. Chatushtya.
And then what you said is that in 4 months? After
well,
four
siya, four months.
Four
months.
Okay.
Sio
is that?
Sio. Sio singular. Sio.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Okay. So that's 4 months. And then what about the masa? What did you say that meant again?
Month.
Oh,
chatushtya
month.
Is a group of four. So masa chatushtya just means 4 months.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a compound.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bhojanam is a food or dinner. And bhavishyati is future third person singular, will be food.
Mm-hmm.
So then after four, well, after 4 months, basically. He
there's no
here.
After.
But it's just...
Four months.
Oh, we will eat him for 4 months.
His well,
body will be fine.
He will
be
four months.
If you
say... will be food for 4 months.
No.
No.
Bhojanam bhavishyati. There will be...
There will be
food.
Will be
okay.
food
for 4 months. Etad dehena. By his body. Because of his body, with his body.
Instrumental. I see.
So, tada, then... For us, there will be food, bhojanam, for 4 months by means of his body.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Or he would be food for 4 months for us, right? Is it okay to say he would be?
No, it's his body. I think
by
the
his body.
Is
right.
instrumental.
Through the body, he would be food for 4 months
we said
for us. Okay.
He will be.
Well, I mean, it doesn't literally.
No, because of the
yeah.
by the body, it would probably be.
Yeah.
Just to say, there will be food for us
right.
by means of his body.
Because
you've got the his body.
That's
so
how I translated it. I just was thinking that, okay, that's fine.
I would think it's better
yeah.
that way. But I understand, you could put the subject with the verb, you know?
No,
yeah.
I did it the way the
the first way you guys said. I was just trying to think if... Never mind. It makes sense.
Actually, it does have to be there will be because of the bhojanam.
Yeah.
But vishasi, if a verb to be, it can't take an accusative.
Right.
Oh, well, he will be bhojanam. He will be food. That could work also. By his body. But I think it's there will be food is better. Mm-hmm. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to read, Kiki?
Yeah. Tamavalokya.
Tamavalokya.
Sarve Shrigalaha.
Sarve Shrigalaha.
Chintayanti Sma.
Chintayanti Sma.
Yadyayam.
Yadyayam.
Kena Pyupani. Kena.
Kena
Pyupayena. Kena Pyupayena.
Kena Pyupayena.
Mriyate.
Mriyate.
Tadasmakameta.
Tadasmakameta.
Sorry, tadasmakam. Is it tadasmakam?
Tadasmakam.
Eta dehena.
Eta dehena.
Masa.
Masa.
Chatushtayasya.
Chatushtayasya.
Bhojanam bhavishyati.
Bhojanam bhavishyati.
Good.
Tatau kena.
Tatrai kena.
Oh, sorry. Tatai kena. Vridha shrigalena. Pratinyatam. Maya. Buddhi kabhava dasya. Maranam. Satha. So tatra plus ekena.
Ekena.
Ekena. There, water that is there or in that place. And then ekena is by or the instrumental singular masculine of one, by through one. And then we have an old jackal. Vritaha is a PPP.
Vritaha, yeah. And it can be older also, elder, like an elder jackal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
An elder jackal, okay.
It can be old also.
Shrikalena is the instrumental singular of jackal, Shrikala.
Mm-hmm.
And Pratinatam is... is a PPP that is modifying a neuter and nominative noun. It means promised or vowed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like it was vowed. And then Maya is the instrumental singular of Asmud by the full moon. And then we have a word that I guess is a compound that totals the power of talent. It's a masculine noun. Bhuti Prabhavadhasya. And it's the... It's actually two words.
Yeah.
Asya is the second part of this, which is the word this from idam, the genitive singular. But the first two, the buddhi-pa-ba-va, is the ablative of that masculine noun, which means the power of talent. And then madanam is a neuter noun, and we have, that would be in the neuter nominative singular. So anyway, I don't know if this is right, but the translation I had was, the literal translation is, there, through one old jackal, it was vowed.
By one old jackal,
it was vowed. The death of this elephant is what should be accomplished by me from the power of talent. And then I just changed it to, there, one old jackal vowed, I will succeed in killing this elephant through the power of cunning.
Mm-hmm. That's the idea.
So...
And there, you know, tetra can mean there in terms of place, but there also in terms of subject matter. So regarding that, there is going to be in reference to what has been said before. So I would say it was vowed by an elder, by one elder, or just by an elder jackal,
mm-hmm.
by me, from the power of my cunning. You can put that my in, because in Sanskrit they don't use these pronouns as much as we do. They'll just say through the power of cunning, but what he's saying, through the power of my prowess, you know.
Right.
His death, sadityavyam, will definitely be accomplished, or should be accomplished, should be made to happen. It's a causal, but sadityavyam is a causal potential participle.
Oh.
So made is, will be brought about, will be made to happen, and is the potential. You can say it will happen, or that sense of definiteness, that sense of future, is something that will be brought about by me through the power of my cunning. His death, asya maranam, sadityavyam, will be brought about maya, by me, right? Buddhi prabhavat, from the power of my cunning, of my ability.
So that last word is sadityavyam?
Sadaya, that sadi is the causal.
Right.
Sadayitavyam,
okay.
So it's a causal, a participle.
Causal, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't really learned causal yet.
But any verb can be made into a causal. It usually looks like a tenth gunner root, tenth conjugation root, and then it means cause to do that.
Okay.
And so I do that, or I cause you to do that. So here, he will bring about his death, the death of the elephant. With the tavya affix is, he will definitely, or he should, or he must.
Right, that's the potential participle,
yeah.
Right, the tavya affix.
His death must be, or should be, or will definitely be brought about, made to happen by me, from the strength of my prowess, yeah.
You were saying potential, that's not the same as the optative.
What?
That's not the optative.
It's a potential participle, optative participle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is optative another name?
Opt for potential.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's more like, I mean, that's what we were going over a few weeks ago.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. That tavya, amiya, or ya, right? There's three basic names. All right. This is all that we had planned to do. Did anybody do more?
No.
I don't expect you to do more. I don't think we should go on then, because these are good sentences. I'd like you to work on them.
Yeah.
And I think that by next week, we'll just finish this.
Yeah.
And bring book two with you. Hopefully I'll have the book two that I ordered for you.
Okay.
Those are out of print, but John had some kind of stored away, so I just grabbed all of them.
How much do we owe you for those?
Yeah, I mean, it's like $1 or $2. I'll take it out of our donations. These are old, the old version.
Okay.
But that thing that you all have is so terrible.
I know.
That
is really awful. It's so frustrating to spend all that time on it.
Yeah.
That is awful.
You have to be really fluent in a language to be able to handle typos.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Some of them you can do, but sometimes
it's really personal. Okay, why don't we say our prayer? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurukyo Namaha Hari Om.